Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're glad you're here, and I'm glad Lee Silber is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Silber is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a dozen books at least, and which have sold something under a billion copies galactically. His new book is co-authored along with Andrew Chapman and Linda Krall, The Wild Idea Club. And Lee is a speaker, a trainer, and just a great resource, especially in the area of creativity. We have found him to be a very important resource for us on that topic, and he's our good friend. Lee Silber, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great. You know, it's interesting hearing the bumper music coming in with Van Halen made me think of Sammy Hagar, who was in Van Halen, which made me think of my book, Rock to Riches. So someday we'll have to talk about business lessons learned from rock stars.
Exactly. But someday. Now that song didn't have Sammy Hagar.
It did not have him that in was there,
David,
you're right.
That was David right. Lee in that one. But anyway, see,
I don't think we can learn any business lessons from him.
I keep thinking maybe the young people will think I'm hip, but then I realize that they probably don't think Van Halen is hip. The really young kids don't. But anyway, I'm still trying. Hey Lee, one of the things that I was talking about before you got here was how much of a hit, I'm concerned, how much of a hit creativity has taken in the last 2 years, with everybody being worried about survival, which I've encouraged them to be worried about survival. It was a good reason to be worried about that for a lot of folks. And we had to really make sure that we stayed in business. In 2009, I was telling people, there's no shame in surviving, you know, if that's your goal for 2009. But during a time like this, during a tough time that we've come through, creativity takes a hit. And now that we're emerging and the economy's coming around, the recovery is underway, how do we get that? Number one, do you agree with me when I say that creativity seems to take a hit because we're not feeling very creative? And number one. Number two, how do we get back on track?
So am I allowed to disagree with you? Is that allowed on this show?
You can disagree with me, but only once.
I hardly think so. I actually have to say that I think creativity is at an all-time high because as I go around and work with companies, small businesses, many people who had to do, you know, so much on their own anyway now are forced to do more with less. So to be able to do that, you may not call it creativity, you may call it resourcefulness.
Right. Now that's
to be resourceful.
Resourceful is not the same thing as creativity, though.
You're disagreeing with the guest now.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Get ugly.
No. I think you make an excellent point. But to me, being resourceful we're parsing words here. But go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is, one of the great things that's happened recently that I really love this show called Undercover Boss. It's on CBS.
Yep.
It's where the boss of these big corporations go undercover
right.
and work the menial jobs. And mm-hmm. what you're seeing is what they realize. What almost every single time is they realize, wow, there's so much great ideas.
Right.
Going on at the bottom level of these organizations, but it's not getting up to the top.
That's right.
A big business. So how does that affect a small business? Well, a small business, it's your customers sometimes have great ideas about how you could be better. You know, you could brainstorm with other people in your industry, but not competitors, where you're complementary businesses to try and find better ways to do things. So innovative thinking, creative thinking sometimes comes from collaboration. And so if you could figure out ways to just get the thought out there, how can I better serve you? Just mm-hmm. asking that question to the mm-hmm. customer. All of a sudden, they say, well, you know, have you ever thought about doing this? Or how about that? I wish you did that. You get ideas that just are right there in front of you. You just got to be open to them, ask for them, and then use them.
Well, that's exactly right. And brainstorming, you know, over the last year or so, people would brainstorm, how can we cut costs? How can we, you know, how can we improve our bottom line? How can we make sure that we manage our cash better? How do we brainstorm those ideas? And those have, we have had those kinds of meetings, no question about it. But I'd like to think that maybe people are now thinking, okay, let's turn it around and let's think about, instead of thinking about defensive creativity, let's think about and resourcefulness. Let's think about offensive creativity. How, where can we go? What can we take? How can we take what we learned in the last 2 years and turn that into something offensive? What do you think about that, the concept of offensive creativity?
Well, I think you're exactly right, of course. And, of course, I always agree with you, Jim. You know that. I never disagree with you. But
right.
I say, you know, I like that my son said, let's, you know, he wanted to buy a toy. I said, boy, that's expensive. We need to earn some money. So he said, let's have a water store. You know, people run by our house. We live on the beach, so people
right.
run on the boardwalk all the time. So we were going to set up a water store.
Instead of a lemonade stand, a water store.
Yeah, water store, because
yeah.
people need water. So the day we were going to do it, it's raining, and my son said, well, and since it's raining, why don't we just sell them empty cups? I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's my boy.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. I love that kind of thinking.
That's
you're
funny.
Right. That's defensive thinking, or in another way, that's a, you know, offensive thinking, where you're thinking, okay, if this happens, what can I do? So, you know, it is true that the best ideas are not just ones that come out of how do I just survive, but they're how, what, you know, what's happening in my industry, what's coming up, what's next, and how do I fit in? And I think those parameters help your thinking, because
right.
if it's overwhelming to think, well, I don't, what's going to happen next overall? Who knows? What,
you
in
know,
my industry, that narrows it down, and you could start to think of solutions specific to what you need to do next.
Mm-hmm. You know, In some speeches I've given in the last year, I asked the audience, as tough as it's been for some folks, for a lot of folks, how many of you have learned something in this period of time that is going to be invaluable for you in the future? You've learned something about yourself or your operation or your industry, your customers, whatever it might be. You've learned something that is going to be incredibly invaluable for you over the next several years, and that you would not have learned had we not gone through this. You'd be amazed how many people raise their hand.
And, you know, there's a great quote by Jim Rohn. He said, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better.
Yeah.
And I think this is making
like
us all better.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like that.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to get easier.
If it was easy, monkeys would be doing it. Hold on to that thought, Lee. We've got to take a quick break. Lee Silber is our guest. He's one of our creativity gurus in the Brain Trust. The book is called The Wild Idea Club, and he and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Lee Silber has deposited with us over the years. Lots of stuff that he's given us that's still valid. His advice is evergreen, ladies and gentlemen, so I encourage you to check it out. And you can find him easily today because he's right there on the homepage. And are just off one page at the worst. Lee Silber is author of co-author of The Wild Idea Club, and so folks, if you check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And while you're on my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lee, tell us how we can find you online, how we can find your book.
Sure, it's Lee Silber Silber Lee Silber.
All right, and they can find all your stuff there, and your books are wherever books are sold. Also, Andrew Chapman and Linda Krall are your co-authors of The Wild Idea Club. I want to make sure we mention their names. Lee,
when you write a book about collaborating and being creative, you've got to have co-authors.
You've got to have collaborators,
right?
Don't you?
Yes.
should we develop a Wild Idea Club in our own operations?
Absolutely. One of my favorite books ever, all time, was The 1 Minute Manager. And I read it when it first came out, but early on in my starting one of my first business. And I love that style of writing.
Ken is a member of our brain trust.
Yeah, Ken Blanchard lives in my community or my area. He wrote the story and a parable, and I thought, wow, I mean, I never read business books before, but I could read this. This is a story. And so I wrote the Wild Idea Club like that, where they're parables, and they're small businesses. It's an amalgam of a few businesses that I know and have followed for years, small businesses, and how they thrive. And so I wrote it as a story. And so you learn the lessons in a kind of a very easy reading way. And what I liked about the writing the small stories is you could interject the lessons, but no one's hitting you over the head. They're there. And creative people and especially small business owners are like that. They don't like to be told.
Right.
We know everything. Things I'm thinking about telling your listeners that I hope that they do, and that one of the was made by one of the guys in the book was every time you do rethink some of the things you've done for years and years and years, and never really question whether it was the most efficient, the most cost effective. Or even just the best way to serve your customers by rethinking things. And then you might say, yes, this is the best way to do this. But you might also say, you know what, there probably is a better way to do this.
Well, I'll tell you something else, Lee. One of the things that I've been telling my audience now for about 3 years is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And I will tell you, I don't know too many things that should be going forward exactly the way they were being done 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Their paradigms are shifting. You can almost hear it like limbs drop storm. Paradigms are shifting all over the place. And if you aren't doing what Lee just said, if you aren't checking the position of your processes, your strategies, your delivery mechanisms, your relationships, the way your customers think about using your products and acquiring them, paying for them, whatever, if you aren't positions, then you may be in jeopardy, Lee, I think. What do you think?
And, you know, what we were saying, I was hinting at earlier, you know, when someone says, I'll just say there's a better way to say what I said earlier, which is, you know, if you have, things are changing so rapidly, as we all know, and we have to change with them, we know all that. But it's scary. It's scary to think, wait a minute, what I was doing 2 years ago isn't relevant anymore. How do I deal with that? What you only need to focus on is how can this development, this advancement, this change in my industry help me better serve my customer or make me more money. And then you get rid of a lot of stuff that's interesting, doesn't really apply to you. And so it's not so scary anymore. You could look at things and say, well, that's interesting, but it doesn't serve my customer or won't help me make money.
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of start to think about, okay, how can I apply this to my business? How will this help me? And then, you know, you can deal with some of these rapid changes and make decisions benefit you and not necessarily overwhelm you.
Right, exactly. I'm
not answering any of your questions directly, am I?
No, you're not. What are you? I've got about a minute left. If you were going up in an elevator with a small business owner and they were frustrated about the direction of their company, what would you tell them? What would be the main thing you tell them to look for?
Listen to your customers. The Wild Idea Club is about brainstorming. We talked about this also already, but it's about listen to what your customers are saying and go back to them and ask them, if you didn't get the business, is there something I could have done differently? Or who did you use and why? What could I have done? And the ones that you are using, how else can I serve you? The best ideas are sitting here in your client list, in your contacts, in your invoices. They're there.
Right.
You just need to go back and see how else you can serve that same customer to make them a customer. If you lost a customer, find out why you lost them and be open to making the changes to be better at what
you
do.
Right. Well said. Well said. That's so many ills would be cured if people would just do more of that. Lee, give us the website one more time, please.
LeeSilber.com.
And all the books are there at the website. Check it out. All the other stuff. Lee, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back with a new friend. Going to be with us after these messages. Stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.